This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, yesterday we began the second to the last message in our series from the book of James. James has been a great book. It's been very practical. It's called Christianity in Real Life. Life on the Street would be another phrase we would use. The fifth chapter is where we're at, the 13th verse, where James gives us a picture of the early church. I think it'll speak to you in a powerful way in 2014. It goes like this: is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. What I want to do is just give you very briefly 5 things that are out of this text that give us a glimpse of what the early church was like, and I want to bring up the first one if we could. The early church was a praying church. So are we. James says this: is any one of you in trouble? And the word trouble in the Greek can mean this: any difficulty at all, any tribulation, any problem. Your first response to any problem in your life, listen carefully, is to pray. You got a problem in your marriage? The first response before you do anything else is pray. Problem with one of your children? The first thing you do before you do anything else is pray. You got a problem at work with your job? The first thing you do is pray. Prayer is not the last resort, it's the first response. The early church was a praying church. I shared this at the first service. I've changed my thinking about an issue that I've said from the pulpit in every church that I have served for years, and I've changed something, which tells you you can change in your thinking. For years, for decades, I would always say this: the highest office in the body of Christ is servant. And I still believe that in a sense. The highest office in the body of Christ is servant. It's not elder, it is not deacon, it is not minister, it's not Bible school teacher, trustee, whatever. The highest office is servant. We're all servants in the body of Christ. But you know what I've changed that to? I shared this at the Warren County prayer breakfast for the National Day of Prayer, that I believe now the greatest, highest office in the body of Christ, get this, is to be an intercessor. It's to be a man or woman or teenager or child who prays on behalf of someone else. That's the highest office in the body of Christ, to intercede on behalf of someone else. Here's my question: who are you interceding for? Who's the recipient of your prayer? Who's out there somewhere benefiting because you pray for them? I think one of the most touching stories out of the Korean War was not some heroic deed in battle. It was a soldier I read about who knew that his mother had promised him that she would pray for him every hour on the hour. In other words, every waking hour, she said, when it's noon, when it's 1 o'clock, it's 2 o'clock. And so he said, you don't know how much that meant to me. Every time I'd look at my watch and it'd be 3 minutes to 12, my mom's going to be praying in 3 minutes. What a blessing it was. Do you bless anyone with your intercessory prayer where you go to the Lord on behalf of someone else? The early church was a praying church. So are we. Well, the only way a church can be a praying church is for people like you and me to be prayers. I hope you'll pray this week for someone else in the body of Christ.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.